Welcome to a My Spiritual Life podcast. This one is titled Spirit Tormented by Unfinished Business. Shortly after 11 the other night, I woke to what felt like a live electric wire lying across the back of my neck and shoulders. A feeling which was equivalent to being touched by the wire of a low-voltage electric fence. I quickly realized it was actually the hand of a spirit upon me, so to speak. It wasn't really the hand, it was the energy itself. The strong electrical surge in the large portion of my body that it affected correlated to the distress the spirit was experiencing, and a sense of urgency. And I was about to find out why. I was literally shocked awake. The spirit maintained contact for several minutes as I woke and gained my bearings. I immediately recalled how the cat had stared at the space next to my bed earlier in the evening, while I had been reading the Bible. The spirit had been waiting there for the right moment to make contact with me. I usually facilitate the crossing, but I sense that this spirit needed some additional guidance. So I asked my spirit guides and an angel to bring him to the light, and I said a prayer on his behalf. And eventually I fell back to sleep. The residual memory of this male spirit came to me in a dream a short while later, as it often does. He was in the hospital, in surgery, and things weren't going well. His spirit had left his body, and my dream started with him in the waiting room. And it was very busy in that waiting room. And he was in there, and he found his family sitting on a couch. I have a feeling it was a heart attack or perhaps an accident, because there seemed to be an element of surprise there. There wasn't anything he could do but look at them. After a bit, he went back to the operating room and watched from above as the doctors attempted to revive him. It wasn't meant to be. Like I said, it was a very busy night in this hospital, and they immediately moved his body down the back hall to a different room, perhaps where the body would be cleaned up and the family could come in for a viewing. It was a very sad moment, but as they moved him out of the operating room and down the hall, the realization hit this guy, and he began to yell, "I didn't finish it! I didn't finish this!" I don't remember what projects he had that he had not all finished, but it brought to mind that he was the second spirit this month who called out to me, who called out to God, who called out to anybody that would hear such phrases in anguish at their death. They had not completed something down here on earth. I tell this testimony with love and the hope that we all can learn that the human-centered items and activities down here on earth are not worthy of the torment, and they carry little value as we transition back to our spirit lives. In conclusion, I trust that God will take care of those left behind. And if that project you were working on is needed for the betterment of all, then God's will be done. It will be done. We need not worry about it once we die. Well, thanks a lot for listening. I appreciate your time. God bless you all. Music title, New Dawn, by www.bensound.com.